Future Classic Readers, Level 8, The Purloined Letter. Published and copyrighted by eFuture. Introduction. American author Edgar Allan Poe was born in Boston in 1809. He is, without a doubt, one of America's major writers. During his time, his fiction and poetry set him apart from other authors. He is probably best known for his detective stories. In fact, Poe is often considered the father of the detective story. Poe's parents died when he was young. Poe eventually went to live with the Allen family in Richmond, Virginia. He later took their surname as his own middle name. The Allens treated Poe like an adopted son. However, his adopted father, John, disapproved of his literary ambitions. John Allen stopped supporting Poe while he was a young man. As a result, Poe turned to gambling to make extra money. This led to him falling into debt. Poe moved back to Boston in 1827, where he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Around this time, he also published his first collection of poems. After leaving the Army, Poe focused on his writing full-time. He moved around a lot, living in New York City, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Eventually, he returned to Richmond, where he started working for a magazine. Poe reviewed other writers' work and was known as a harsh critic. He also published some of his own work in the magazine. Poe wrote poetry, humorous stories, and tales of horror. By 1841, he had also started the new genre of detective fiction. The Purloined Letter is one of Poe's popular detective stories. It is the third of his three detective stories featuring the character C. Auguste Dupin. The narrator of the story and Dupin undertake a case in order to solve a mystery. Poe thought of The Purloined Letter as his best detective story. It focuses on the relationship between the police and the wise detective. The police are unable to solve an apparently simple mystery. However, Dupin's strategy of solving crimes succeeds in the end.